Hi.
Hello, hey Nita, this is David again. I think the call was
Hi.
disconnected.
Yes, I don't know what happened there.
Yep,
We kind of just went away now.
I was just asking you like which one you want to go with. Like you have the two options.
For what, sir?
For the MLS integration, you have the IDX and as well as you have the Zillow. So did you already create an account there or any of the platform?
Okay, so I'm not really sure. So I've discussed this with a couple of people at your company now, and I don't know what they're asking of me, right? They keep asking to give me the account login. So there's no such thing. I don't know, because you guys are from California, so it might be different because I'm in
No,
Toronto, but I know that you guys also have a company that's here. So I need to know, because I did this before, and they asked me for basically, it was like an IDX. Yeah, you're right. It was an IDX, but I need to know how to get there, because I don't know how to get
Like
there. I'm
basically,
not a tech person.
let me explain to you how MLS, what is MLS is and how it's basically going to work. MLS is basically the platform where people can actually put it down their properties for sell and purchase. So there are just only the two of the platforms. One is the IDX and one is the Zillow. To integrate that onto your website, so first of all, you need to create an account on any one of the platforms, which one you feel like is suitable for you. So these are basically the two platforms which needs to be integrated onto your website. So as soon as this will be integrated, then the properties will be on your website, and whenever you will get the customer to be on your website, so people can actually see the properties from there, and you can get the purchase from there.
Okay, so the way that I did it previously, right, was that I have, like, I'm as a realtor, I have access to my board, my local board here, right? And so how I did it the last time was that they had walked me through, and I can't remember that, but they had walked me through how to get the IDX form, right, or permission from my board, right? And I had done that, so I didn't have to have a Zillow. I don't want to go through that. And I don't even know if you have to pay for that. I'm not paying for anything else. I already pay for my membership of my license for my real estate. So it's just, I'm not sure how
So
they
what do you
walked
have?
me through it last time, and
What
I'm
do you
not sure
have?
how to get there yet.
Can you please confirm for me what do you have?
Yes, I'm a member of TREB. So it's a Toronto Real Estate Board, right? So somehow on that board, I should be able to click. And like I said, I tried to do it myself. And I sent Joe a picture, and I said, I think this looks like it. It's basically that I need to give you guys permission, or I need to tell them that I'm the one managing my site, and then somehow connect it together. So I'm not really sure how that works. That's why you guys are helping me with the website, right?
If you can confirm for me, like as you said, you have your own platform where you have the property, so may you know the name for that?
Yes, it's my real estate board. Toronto Real Estate Board.
Let me just see.
Right?
Just give me a quick second. Is it possible? Can you please send me the link of this so I can have a look and explain to you about it how?
Okay. Do you guys have a company that works from Ontario? Because when I signed up with your company, I didn't know that you guys were in California. And when I had mentioned that I was in Ontario, he said, "Oh, we have a subdivision there," and then he never connected me with them. Do you guys have people that work in Ontario? Because maybe they'll know what I'm talking about.
Like we are like if you can send me the link so I can have a look, and definitely we will help you out with that for sure.
Okay, so I don't know what link you want. You want just like the login link where you're not going to be able to log in because it's okay. Okay, one second.
So you're sending me on my email?
What do you want? I'll just call. I don't know how to send it to you.
You can just forward it to Joe.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Okay, I just sent it. You should be receiving it by email.
Let me just see. Let me just see. So are you done with it?
Yeah, I sent it. Did you receive it?
No.
Okay, it's going to take a little while. Do you want to maybe like refresh?
Yeah,
I sent
it
to you.
I'm just refreshing my page.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got it. I just got it. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me.
Are you still there?